أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات سبحا. In the previous ayat, Surah Zilzal, we read the sum total of it was that every action of man, the smallest it can be of good or the smallest it can be of bad, he will see it and witness it on the day of Qiyamah. This surah, Al-Adiyat, is also, the sum total of it also is very similar. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that is, whatever is in the heart, whatever is hidden in the heart also will be taken out and come out on the day of Qiyamah. And إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٍ, and Allah Ta'ala will be fully, fully aware and know what exactly they had done. So these two surahs are very similar in that aspect. The surah is also a Makki surah, that is, it was revealed in Makkah Sharif, and the subject matter is very similar to all the subject matter which of the surahs and ayat that were revealed in Makkah Sharif. The summary of the surah is that Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of various aspects of jihad, of the horses of jihad particularly, and how they fight and what they do, how they are totally obedient and follow their master. They don't care for their own lives. They put their lives in jeopardy. They sacrifice their own lives for the master and save him. And how they go right in the midst of the battle and throw themselves into the battle. When horses can do that, then man, on the qasam of the object of taking these qasams here, is that innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. When animals, a horse sacrifices so much, then what has happened to insan, who is ashraful makhluqat, that he is disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. The horses, what the master gives them is some hay, grass, and some other pellets, etc., to eat. And just because of that, they are so obedient to their master, they sacrifice everything, and they gallop so fast in the battles, and how they throw themselves in the middle of the enemy, of the army, and look after their master. But insan is not like that. Similarly, a dog also. It is a dog, and it is like despised. But it just gets a piece of bread from the house of the master and it remains loyal there. But insan, whom Allah gives all types of ni'mats all the time, day and night, every moment is enjoying so many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has given him his full brain also. But he is so disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. And all that is, إِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ, because he's very much, he just loves money, and he loves himself, and he's just after money and fulfilling his own desires. He does not think of fulfilling and pleasing his creator, Allah Ta'ala, but only he wants to satisfy himself. So in this very striking surah also, Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of various aspects of warfare, of especially the horse that was used, the Arabian horse that was famous for in use in jihad, and then how man on the other hand is so disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, and that is the great lesson that we should take from this surah. Wa akhiru da'wana.